Hello, this is Nancy Langston at Sacred Earth Institute. We're going to do a little bit of earth love work today. So first I wanted to talk about Sacred Earth Institute for just a bit and explain how these earth love calls and projects came to be. I started Sacred Earth Institute, it's almost 2 years ago in 2015, as a voice for Mama Earth. It was, for me personally, it was a way of giving back. And the mission of Sacred Earth Institute is to be a voice for Mama Earth, to honor the life, love, and beauty that Mama Earth provide for all of us. And we at Sacred Earth Institute want to help humanity reconnect with the sacred song of earth and sky and encourage humanity to love and care for our beautiful home. This planet is so beautiful. We consider ourselves to be sacred earth warriors for love. And that's what we're going to get into in a few minutes. So why do this? Why now? Well, it's Valentine's Day, so how appropriate for love work. But also, we're in some pretty chaotic, crazy times right now, at least in the United States. And what do you need in the middle of chaos and confusion? You need clarity. You need light. You need love. So we're gonna connect into Mama Earth in a few minutes. And we're going to bring forth the love. We're going to bring that love to the surface, and it's going to help dispel the darkness and the chaos and light up the truth for everyone. So that's the main reason for doing this today. Earth Love Project is an ongoing thing where I feel really strongly that if people reconnected and remembered how much they owe and to this earth. I mean, every bit of air, water, shelter, and food comes from Mama Earth. So if we could only reconnect and remember that, we would treat the earth differently. So that's my ulterior motive for getting people, for starting Sacred Earth Institute and getting people to reconnect with the earth. In Earth Love Project itself, this sharing love with the earth, actually started before Sacred Earth Institute itself, way back in 2014 during the Ebola crisis in Africa. I was offering some web events where we were connecting to each other and sharing love with Africa. So anyway, that was the first Earth Love event, so to speak. But once I started Sacred Earth Institute, it seemed to be the perfect home for it. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Here's how it's going to work. My cat's going to get in on it, of course, because she can't help herself. It would be ideal if you were sitting, because you have an earth channel, an energy channel, excuse me, that runs from head to tail or to the base of your spine through you. So when you're sitting, you're ideally lined up to root the base of your spine into the earth, and that's what we're going to do in a minute. If you can, also put the soles of your feet down towards the earth, because you can connect that way as well. So this is something your energy body already knows how to do. You know, I've been a student of both physical and energetic human anatomy for many, many years, 20 or 30 years, and this energetic connection to the earth is built in. Your body knows how to do it. Yogis have talked about it for millennia. It was actually part of Taoist practice, which predates much of yoga. So this has been around for thousands upon thousands of years. It's something your body already knows how to do, so I don't want you to try and overthink it. It's more about asking. But we're going to do that in a minute. But first I want to open sacred space. Now, is this absolutely necessary? Do we have to open sacred space? No, we could do this. You could just sit quietly in the airport and do this, or in class if you're bored and do this, or waiting at the dentist's office, and you don't have to do some formal ritual of opening space. But I find that calling in and open and holding a sacred space amps it up. So we're going to do that today. And it's also part of my daily ritual. All right, so just take a few breaths. And And I call on the north. I call on the south. I call on the east. I call on the west. I call on the sacred sky above and the sacred earth below. Papa Sky and Mama Earth. I call on sacred balanced earth, air, fire, and water, the building blocks of this world. And I call on love, the unifying force, the unifying energy of this world. I call on my spirit guides, helpers, teachers, ancestors in every form they take. And I thank them, first of all, for loving me, helping me, and supporting me through the years. And I ask that they be with me today. I humbly ask that they continue to love me and that they support me and help me and guide me today. And I'm going to pause here and allow you to call in whatever spiritual help you normally call on. This would be who you pray to or who you meditate on. It could be gods, goddesses, could be ancestors, could be animal totems, could be elementals, whoever. I'm going to pause here and allow you to call in your support for this process today. All right. And from this space of sacred opening, from this space of support from spirit, I'm going to ask that you close down your eyes so that you're less distracted and just listen to my voice. We're going to root into the earth. We're going to root deeply. We're going to imagine that we have energy roots or light filaments that can come out of the base of our spine, out of our seat, and go deep, deep, deep into the earth. They're just going to connect into the mama. Go deep. Just go deep. You could also connect through the soles of your feet if you like. I'd like you to not overthink this, just allow your body to connect, to root, to the mother, to the sacred earth, and allow that connection to go very deep. Go beyond the surface where man has muddled and mucked and messed with the earth. Go deep. And within that earth, you're going to find a sacred energy, a light energy. I call it the earth light. It's a very, very resonant, very wise, been here forever kind of feeling energy. And you're going to allow that to just flow up into you. Just flow up your roots up into you. Your body is wired to do this. It's simply a matter of allowing it to come up into you. And as it begins to flow, this earth light, this resonant, deeply healing light flows up into you, I want you to open your heart wide. And the easiest way to do that is to imagine a place that you love on the earth. It could be your flower garden in your backyard. It could be a tree that you adore in your front yard. It could be a place at the park that you love to go walk. It could be a favorite river or a lake that you love to swim in or sail on. It could be a favorite mountain you love to climb or a beach you love to be on. And I want you to open your heart wide and thank that place. Wherever that place is that you love, just thank it, love it, offer it your gratitude and your heart of love. And if it's hard for you to connect to a place, you might try connecting with a wild animal energy that you love, whether it's polar bears or penguins, eagles, pink porpoises in the Amazon. You know, maybe you're a snake person. Maybe you love the elk in the Rocky Mountains. Maybe you're a whale person. If you can't connect to the earth herself, to a certain place on the earth, connect to a certain animal that you love and offer them love. Offer them gratitude for the joy that they've given you. Just knowing they exist sometimes is enough to give you joy. You may notice that it now feels circular, that you have love, light, energy coming from the earth to you, and it's also going back to the earth or to the animals, the wild animals that you love. And just breathe and allow that flow to continue. We're going to sit in this for about 5 or 6 more minutes. Just breathe and flow with it. Nothing else to do. Think of those places and those animals you love, and open your heart and breathe. And as you sit in this flowing love energy, you may have other emotions come up. You may feel grief that you've been missing this connection to the earth, the natural world. You may feel bliss or joy. You may feel anger or sadness at what's been done to the world. And just breathe and allow those emotions to flow on through. Just keep your heart open and they'll flow on through. This light, love, earth light energy is so resonant and so healing that it may help you heal. And just let those stuck, tense places and emotions just unwind and flow on through. We're going to spend just a few more minutes here. And if you feel yourself getting distracted, just think of another place you love on the earth or another wild animal that you love that you're so grateful for. And offer your heart to them. To those animals, to that place that means so much to you. Just silently say thank you and offer your heart, offer your love. And just keep breathing. All right, and then take a few deep breaths. And you may want to stretch your arms, wiggle your fingers and your toes. Come on back to this space. You may have noticed that love energy is actually a circular energy. It's actually, I think, I believe it's impossible to give love without receiving it back. Love is a connecting energy, a unifying energy, and as we give it out, we receive it back. So as we practice this with the earth herself, or with the wild animals, nature of earth, we're both blessing the earth and blessing ourselves. And blessing humanity and all who live on earth. So I'd like to thank you for participating today. And I hope this was meaningful for you. If you'd like more information about Sacred Earth Institute, we're on Facebook and Twitter, and we have a website that we post regularly to, www.sacredearthandsky.org. And we're going to have more of these online Earth Love events coming up over the next few months. We also have an in-person One Earth training coming up in the fall that you can learn more about by visiting our website. I hope you have a beautiful day. And again, thank you for participating. Bye.